Fairbanks North Star Borough School District students can return to classrooms beginning next month. By a narrow 4-3 vote last night, the school board passed a motion to open elementary schools January 18th, followed by middle schools the next week and high schools by February 1st. The board plan does not require schools to strictly adhere to federal and state guidelines for masking, social distancing, and hygiene. Board member Jennifer Luke added language saying schools will meet those guidelines to the best of their abilities, but that was too loose for member Cheryl Marotti.
The words best of their ability, that's super vague. Ms. Luke needs to clarify what she means by that.
Yeah, absolutely. With the high schools, we will attempt to ensure that we have the 6 feet. That's the only place that I'm looking at that, because I believe that we can keep those numbers from what was shown to me in elementary school and middle school.
Luke said elementary and middle schools will likely not be crowded, as not every family will have their children return. The board-approved plan maintains the option of staying at home and continuing to learn remotely. Surveys conducted earlier this fall showed about half of students would return if given the option, and CDC and state guidelines were followed. The plan puts the burden of how to configure schools to accommodate students and minimize virus transmission on principals. Local U.S. Army and Air Force School Board advisory representatives, including Fort Wainwright's Colonel Christopher Ruga, voted against the return measure.
Both installations have documented cases of child-to-child COVID transmission and child-to-parent COVID transmission, and in both installations where that has impacted our missions.
It's not clear if military COVID protocols will supersede the district's policy and prevent students from entering schools on Fort Wainwright and Eielson Air Force Base. According to the district's COVID-19 dashboard, school families have reported 47 student and 107 adult virus cases since August.